This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Sudden oak death isn't really sudden, but it is deadly. It can and has killed huge swaths of oak trees in forests along the Pacific coast from mid-California north into Oregon and Washington.
The trees that are impacted or killed by this are shrieve oak, coast live oak, tan oak, and black oak. There are over 100 other hosts that are impacted by the disease. Most of those are not killed.
Mark Stanley is the chairman of the California Oak Mortality Task Force, a multi-agency collaboration that has been investigating those hosts and the tree deaths since 2002. During that time, researchers have identified the cause, a pathogen called P. remorum that lives on a multitude of host species, such as bay laurel, without harming them.
In California, California bay seems to be the typhoid Mary. The spores build up very heavily on infected bay and then through wind-driven rain or other mechanisms that we're not even aware of yet moves to other tree hosts. The tree hosts that actually are killed are really kind of a dead end. They do not spread from those tree hosts with the exception of tan oak.
Stanley says that while understanding how the disease works is a good first step, the task force and its members are nowhere close to being able to actively combat its spread.
We're constantly trying to understand not only how this moves and what it infects because the host list continues to grow, but how do we manage for it? It's pretty clear that we're not going to be able to eradicate it off the landscape at this point unless research comes up with a magic silver bullet. So we have to focus on how do we manage for this? How do we minimize the impact and at least minimize the rate of spread until we come up with a treatment?
Still, Stanley says there are some things that can be done to protect stands of oaks that have not yet been exposed to the pathogen.
Dr. Ted Swicky has found that if you remove some of the bay that's immediately adjacent to those trees, it minimizes the risk of that particularly coast live oak from being infected.
That's one of several ideas that will be presented at a community meeting about sudden oak death at the Sonoma Community Center in Sonoma tomorrow evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Stanley says there are also protective chemicals that property owners can use to inoculate their trees.
One is a chemical treatment called Agrifos that is either injected or sprayed onto trees that have not yet been infected as a prophylactic that boosts the tree's immune system to help fight off the pathogen should it be attacked. Part of what the training will be is to advise people as to what kinds of trees should be treated and when. The timing is critical. How soon in advance of the disease front?
These steps are not usually necessary in urban areas where there are relatively few oaks growing with good separation from each other.
It's mainly in the wildland or wildland-urban interface where we have moved out into the wildland. So it's more of a native environment.
We've got details and more background information about sudden oak death, including a map showing where it is most prevalent, on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.